I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, got a new police chief this week. Julian Lezaola faces a daunting task in a city overrun by drug-related violence. More than 3,000 people were killed in Juarez last year. The violence is all-consuming. One local artist who has lived in Juarez for over two decades has seen her work transformed by it. Reporter Monica Ortiz Uribe sent us this profile.
Even a mild February night under a beautiful full moon can't convince most Juarenses to leave their homes after dark. But at a reception for local artist Hilda Lorena Martinez, about 50 friends and neighbors ventured out for the premiere of her latest collection.
Mis vecinos hermosos.
The exhibit is housed in a small city museum hidden between the skeletal trees of a vast city park near the border. The title of the collection, Ciudad de Arena y Sangre, meaning City of Sand and Blood, was surprisingly too much for city officials. They omitted the blood part and left it at City of Sand. Just feet from the museum, street vendors push gory newspapers announcing the city's daily death toll against motorists' windshields. In her opening speech, Martinez explains that this is a turning point in her career. Before, I looked within for inspiration, she says. In this collection, I looked outside. Outside at the terrible violence overtaking her city. In the past 3 years, nearly 8,000 people have died in Juarez due to drug-related violence. The paintings, done in hues of reds and deep blues, depict a silent inferno of ghostly figures. Martinez lives in a modest home in a central Juarez neighborhood. A slender, attractive woman, she walks in high heels and pushes strands of long, dark hair behind her ear as she rummages through paintings stored in corners and closets all over the house.
Okay, some words.
Since first arriving to Juarez, Martinez's art has undergone a transformation. At first, she focused on the beauty of the female figure. But as the city sank into a whirlpool of violence, Martinez began to paint her female figures with expressions of agony locked behind streaks of red paint.
Más que pensado es sentido, ¿no? O sea, en el momento que sientes un dolor por alguna situación.
This collection wasn't something I planned. It was something I felt. The moment you feel pain for a particular situation as an artist, you take up your brush, and it's inevitable that those feelings will end up on the canvas.
There was pain all around her. Martinez closed her studio where she taught art to children after neighboring businesses were extorted. Friends and acquaintances spoke of kidnappings and murdered loved ones. Then, one of her adult art students, a locally respected business owner and family man, was shot and killed in front of his house. The event brought back terrible memories of the death of her own father, a congressman in Mexico City who was assassinated when she was just 18. Martinez cloistered herself indoors. Her health plunged.
I began to lose a lot of weight. I had migraines like I've never had before in my life.
For months, Martinez was mostly bedridden. Doctors couldn't figure out what was the matter. They suspected everything from allergies to a brain tumor. She left to stay with relatives in Mexico City, where she finally recuperated. When she returned to Juarez, Martinez concluded she'd suffered from a severe nervous crisis.
Porque es un nivel de estrés.
The level of stress you live with in Juarez is so high and has such an impact on you that, of course, is going to affect your health.
But even through her illness and after her return to Juarez, Martinez painted. Finally, exhibiting that work at the City Museum was a triumph. One of her admirers is Cesar Castillo, a restaurant manager in Juarez and Martinez's neighbor.
Right now, this work has a heavy load of pain, suffer, darkness, but that's her commitment to deliver that to the rest of the Juarenses. And I'm proud of that because it's hard to show that part that hurt your feelings.
Having hit bottom, Martinez reemerged as a stronger, more mature artist. She's again her radiant, energetic self. And her work will continue to be showcased. This summer, City of Sand and Blood will be on display at the House of Representatives in Mexico City. For The World, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico.